Iblis, the shaitan, the devil. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for thousands of years. Thousands of years. And he served as a treasurer of Jannah. A treasurer of Jannah. And he was a jinn. But due to his many acts of worship and his great knowledge, his immense amount of knowledge, he became Mu'allimul Malakut, the teacher of the angels. However, after all of this, after thousands of years of worship, just within a few moments, within a matter of a few moments, due to his disobedience to the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by insulting Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he destroyed his many years of worship and his thousands of years of spiritual exercises, resulting in deep humiliation and disgrace that became his destiny. He has become accursed for eternity and it is deserving of the eternal punishment of hell. So my dear Islamic brothers, arrogance is such a quality that we need to really work on finishing from ourselves. Let's listen to a few narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to arrogance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, whoever has faith in his heart equal to even a mustard seed, he will not enter hell. And whoever has arrogance in his heart equal to even a mustard seed, he will not enter Jannah. He will not enter paradise. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, on the day of judgment, the arrogant people will be resurrected like ants with human faces. They will be overwhelmed with humiliation and disgrace from all sides. They will be driven to a prison in hell called Buras. And they will be overpowered by a massive fire which will engulf them. They will be made to drink Tinatul Khabbal, the pus of the people of hell. Another narration says, the person who considers himself to be more important and walks arrogantly will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in such a condition that Allah Azza wa Jal will have wrath upon him. So these are the narrations that we've heard that inform us of the harms of arrogance. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has stated that an arrogant person does not like for his Muslim brother what he likes for himself. Such an unfortunate person remains deprived of humility, which is the root of piety and self-restraint. He cannot remove cruelty and speaks lies to protect his honor. He cannot overcome his anger due to his false sense of dignity and honor. He cannot protect himself against jealousy, nor can he do anything good to others. He also remains deprived of accepting the advice of others. And this is a very important point. Listen to this again. He also remains deprived of accepting the advice of others and starts committing the sin of backbiting. An arrogant person surely commits each and every evil due to his arrogance, fails to carry out every good deed.